Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. We are back. We survived Sundance.
Barely.
Barely. And we've lived to tell a tale. But before we get started, we just want to thank our sponsor, Studio Headphones. Mary, how great were they just as noise cancelers for the plane and like zoning people out? And
so basically, I forgot to charge mine before I left. But I still wore them in the airport so I couldn't hear people. It was fantastic.
They are lovely. And I didn't even, I mean, I just found out this really cool feature. I don't know if you noticed, but on the actual headphone parts, the outside of them, you can remove and you can replace with different like accessories. So
they're awesome.
Yeah.
I know my favorite listener, Jamie, bought some too.
Yes. And if you would like to buy some, you can go to their website, studiosweden.com, SUDIOSWEDEN.com. Man, spelling is still hard. And enter TJG for two judgy girls in the promo code, and you'll get 15% off. If we love them, you guys. Like, we would not rep a product if we did not like it. So if you are in the market for headphones, definitely check them out.
Okay.
Okay. Let's
discuss Sundance.
Yes. So, Mary, as a first timer, as a virgin of Sundance, what did you think?
I thought it was so fantastic. Park City is just the cutest little main street. It was like way bigger than I expected. I don't know what I just expected, like Mormons. It was Utah, but it wasn't like that at all.
No, Mary's text in our group text chain was, I don't know what I'm getting myself into. I just don't know what I'm getting myself into. Anytime we would like talk about a party or a movie, she's like, I don't know what I'm getting myself into.
Well, because I was like with people that knew what was going on. It's like, you guys are all like in quote unquote in the industry, and I'm just like the school teacher. So I was like, everyone's like, yeah, I can get you into this party and this party. And I'm like, I can be your plus one. Like,
and you know what?
I offered nothing to the table. What I did do, you guys, I became the maid. That was my role. I like a clean kitchen in the morning. So
I appreciate that.
I took that upon myself to be the maid for the weekend.
That was so nice of you. It was funny because the first party that we did go to on Friday, there was this guy there. Mary's like, I know him. And we're like, what? Like, what do you know him from? Mind you, this guy was like on my flight from LA too. And I like didn't even recognize him. She's like, I'm going to go figure it out. And she walked straight up to me. I know you from somewhere. But the guy was so stoked to be noticed.
He was like had maybe one season on The Office.
And then there was like this older man there, and she's like, he's from my favorite Christmas movie. And like that was like her big sighting, and I was like, oh man, like he was like so excited to see like a Hallmark celebrity.
Literally. But then
she danced on stage that night too by herself.
I mean, who wouldn't? Nobody else was doing it. Somebody had to take on the show.
That's true. That's what you were there for.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. But then the next night we did see someone pretty special. He's my number two. Ben Affleck's my number one. Mm-hmm. We went to the same party as John Hamm people. There was only 100 people in this party. I was losing it.
Well, first off, Mary was losing it when we went to the movie itself before the party. I mean, and our friend that was with us was like, oh, yeah, I'm standing right next to John Hamm. I think Mary, I've never seen her like run around in a circle so many times. Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. John Hamm is it? Where is he? Oh, my God. Where is he?
I was really excited to be in the same place with him. And then, you guys, he was at the party with us. And let's just say he definitely dyes his hair. He was full gray, had a beard, had like these crazy glasses. Since I was like in back of him, I could see through his glasses. He's blind as a bat. Like, I couldn't believe how blind he was. But he was definitely drinking. He's definitely not sober as he should be. He did go to rehab.
Well, we think he might have gone to rehab for some other problems. Maybe allegedly.
Again, it was definitely allegedly. I heard someone talking in back of me about him, so it was at this party, you guys. So before we go to the party, I was like exhausted. This party was on Saturday night. I went to bed the earliest on Friday night, which was 3:45 in the morning. Like,
and we had a 9 a.m. movie.
Courtney's dad picked us up at 8 a.m. and was like, you girls smell like alcohol. I'm pretty sure I'm still drunk.
Yeah, we all took a little nap in the first movie, to be honest. But
I didn't.
Oh, okay. I definitely did. But no, so it was really fun, though. But we were all dying that day because nobody had slept. And so going to this party just seemed like, I don't know, should we? Like, oh, well, it's on our walk home. Like, I guess Mary had a to-go box of fettuccine Alfredo that she brought into the party.
Well, because I made myself sick before our 10 o'clock dinner because I was like, I'm so tired. So I had a Starbucks double shot and then a whole highball. And I, on an empty stomach, amateur move, I barely could get down bread at dinner, and I ordered this pasta, and I was like, I didn't even eat it. I'm gonna take this home. And then I was like, but wait, I want to go in the party just in case John Hamm's there. And he was.
Wait, did you ever eat the fettuccine Alfredo?
No, I never ate it again.
Oh my God, she carried it throughout the whole party and still brought it home.
I did. I brought it home at 2 a.m. I put it in the fridge and I never ate it. Oh. Literally, that fettuccine Alfredo that was delicious, by the way. I only had 4 bites.
Oh my God. And then with the best part about this party, so the movie was starring like Aubrey Plaza and Craig Robinson. So like Parks and Recs in The Office, you know, like Craig Robinson from like Daryl as the in the warehouse, and like maybe Doug Judy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So anyways, at the after party, there's like this keyboard set up. I'm like, you guys, Craig is for sure going to do a set. He likes to play the keyboard and he sings some songs. So sure enough, like around like 11, he comes, or 11:30, he comes out and he starts playing songs for everyone. Now, there were a lot of drunk people there. And I was like, these idiots, like they're getting in his face. He's yelling at all of them. Little did I know about 45 minutes later, I would be one of those.
You'd be yelling at Courtney.
Well, he's playing like all these jams, but didn't really know the words. And like, I was like, at that point, like I had just started drinking. So I was like, maybe like 4 or 5 cocktails deep. This was I think this was also after I accidentally maybe groped John Hamm. I don't know. It was a tight squeeze. I don't know what happened. But so he's singing Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. And you know, the part that it's like, if you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after. And so I did the one where it's like, if you're lost, you can look. Or what was it? Or like,
I will be waiting.
Yeah, that part. And he stopped the music. He slammed down on the keyboard. Like, it was like a record scratch. Like, and just berated me in front of everybody. Like, it's not the part.
You sing the wrong part, lady. Get out of here.
I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You guys, it was pretty, he was intimidating, because if you took out your phone, he'd be like, put away your phone. I'm going to stop playing the music. You're like, okay, whatever you say.
I mean, but you have to remember, this party was so small that like when people are bringing out their phones, it was literally less than a foot from his face.
Yeah, it was so pretty awesome.
So yeah, it was, that was really fun. The whole weekend I just thought was like a blast.
Then we had another little incident on Sunday morning, was it?
Oh my God, what happened?
The tickets.
Oh no.
I have to tell this story.
I already blacked it out. Oh my God. Okay.
Okay. So basically we saw that movie on Saturday night, and we happened to have tickets for it on Sunday morning. We had spent $100 on the tickets, so we were like, we got to sell them. But we had to go to this movie theater at 9 a.m. Mind you, it was literally around the corner from our house, but it was an obstacle to get there in the morning. Let's just say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was rough. And it was just, but we were like, okay, we'll just go, because they have at Sundance, they have these waitlist lines. So people who didn't get tickets, they can line up and potentially get tickets based on who doesn't show up to the movie. So we like go in there. First off, Mary is wearing sunglasses and like a black hood over her face, and like basically being like, tickets, tickets, who needs tickets? You got tickets? You want tickets?
They yell at you for selling the tickets on the Sundance property. So I literally, Courtney goes, Mary, take off your sunglasses. You look like a drug dealer in front of everyone. I was like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing.
Okay, so anyways, so then we're just kind of like reaching out to people like, hey, do you want 2 tickets? And like people are like, no, like they're like looking at us like we're going to scam them. We're like, we're not trying to scam you. We just don't want, we want to get rid of these tickets. We saw the movie last night. And so we like,
and we were selling them for face value. Like we just wanted to break even.
Yeah, no, we didn't even break even. We're selling for the waitlist price, which is less than what we paid for, but whatever. Besides the point. So we end up selling all the tickets and we're like, wow, that was like so easy. And we go back. And everybody's like kind of awake in their beds, but like everybody's still in their own room. So like Mary and I are laying next to each other, like in our bed, and we're like texting the group.
And I was like, yeah, I really hustled those tickets. I sold 4 and Courtney sold 1.
And I was like, what a liar, Mary. I sold 1 and you only sold 3 because there were only 4 tickets.
Well, guys, I didn't know there was only 4 tickets. I've somehow sold 5 tickets. There was not 5 tickets to the movie. So then the whole day I felt bad that I scammed someone. I gave someone a ticket that didn't work.
We don't even know what ticket we gave them. We don't know. Like to this day, like I still don't, like I feel so bad that we said we're not even trying to scam you, but we did.
And so we owe someone $20 at the Sundance Film Festival.
If you are one of the 5 people we sold a ticket to, please reach out. We are so
please
sorry.
Let us know. I'm happy to Venmo you.
Yeah, we are so and sorry.
Please send a picture of the false ticket we gave because I have no idea what other ticket was in there. Why?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't know how it happened. But yes. Needless to say, Sundance was a blast.
It sure was. And here we are back in reality. And you know who also came back to reality?
Back to life. Back to reality.
You know who money, I'm gonna say, though.
Money can't buy. Money can't buy your class.
Money can't buy your class, but it can buy you rehab. So, guys, Lou is out of rehab. What did I say? I said she would never make it 30 days, and I was so right. She was there for 21, 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I just, so they're all on like an all cast trip right now. And what was the location?
Connecticut.
Oh, okay. So that's where Lou's from.
Oh, maybe she was going back. Now, she is part Cherokee, right?
I believe you're right.
So maybe she was going back to her roots, going back to where her newscasting career started, back to the old CT.
Her and Doritos are both Connecticut girls.
And weirdly, neither of their accents sound the same.
In moderation.
Wait, can we also just talk about the breaking news that happened tonight with Doritos?
That you guys?
If you haven't checked our Instagram yet.
She has six toes on one foot.
Six toes. Doritos.
Doritos. Oh, God. Doritos, T-O-E-S.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Doritos.
So good.
Oh,
so good.
I just can't. She has wonky boobs. Like, her face is a little cokey. And, like, she's got these weird ass wigs that she wears. But, like, how have we never known she has six toes?
She's hit it for a good amount of time, but it came out tonight, people. Breaking news. And Dorito.
Dorito. All I can think is, like, Jax is probably like, you got six toes on one foot. Can I lick them?
You know he loves it.
He loves a good foot. I don't know if you heard. I know we'll get into Vanderpump. But
the foot 69? Yeah, we talked about that on here before.
No. But Brittany was talking about after Pride, and she was like, oh, my God, my feet hurt. And he goes, I bet they're really smelly right now. And I was like, oh, my God.
He's like, can't wait to go home and lick them. They went on a 3-mile hike and a 5-hour shift. Daddy's.
He's like, meemaw, daddy. And she's like, I hope
you inhale.
You better raw inhale, Jax.
I saw someone write rotten hell and they spelled rot, R-A-W-T. I died.
So raw inhale, you asshole.
Okay. So Lou's back in action.
The Countess is back. And you know what? Let's change her title because she should just be Miss Universe.
Why?
Because she's the best and she rules all.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Like, I want to, like, up her status.
Sure. Totally.
And she voted for Trump, and I'm pretty sure isn't that his thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, moving on. Can we talk about the long hair, don't care of Watch What Happens Live?
Okay, so Rena, I mean, that... It was, I think it looked horrible because, like, the bangs.
It wasn't cut well. Like, it wasn't, like, Rinna's gorgeous, I think.
Yeah, she's striking.
She could
deflate the lips a little bit.
But besides that, like, I just think, like, this is why she's rocked that haircut for 20 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what? If I could have short hair, I would too. If I had a good bone structure, I'd rock it as well. But I don't.
Yeah. No. But then the next night, Marge did it too.
I know. Well, also, I don't really like older women with long hair too much.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of, like, don't want it past your boobs past 50.
Well, yeah, I don't. Yeah. That's fair.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, I probably offended people over 50 with long hair listening.
Yeah, no. I think there's a different, like, I think if it's well done, like, there's a look. Like, Rinna just, that wasn't a look because it was, like, it was just, like, a straight cut down this, like, straight cut and, like, bangs. There was no life to it.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Okay, in other news this week, yeah. Megan King Edmonds officially left Real Housewives of Orange County. Is anybody shocked?
It's because she's moving to St. Louis full time.
Because she's starting that franchise. We've been gunning for this for months.
Yeah. Now, granted, no, nothing has actually been confirmed, but that is our whole thing, is we want Wags in St. Louis. You know this. We've been talking about this for a long time. Maybe what I said to her in Denver really got to her.
Resonated with her. She's like, that one drunk fan in the box at the Broncos game. I'm going to listen to her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
And you also said that she was drinking that night when she was pregnant. And that was false.
Well, that obviously was false. I was drinking. And you know what happens when I drink?
Yeah.
I don't remember. It's fine. Okay. Let's talk about some Insta updates.
Totally. You guys,
we've had a big week.
We are on fire this week. Stassi's following us.
Mm-hmm. The queen is following us now. Yeah. And Tom Schwartz is following us. And he even like posted about us on his story. And I'm like,
oh, he did?
Yes.
Oh,
he posted the photo that we had posted about like which one was the number one guy.
Yeah.
I remember like a while back. And he was like, this photo courtesy of two judgy girls.
I didn't know he did that. Yeah.
I sent that photo to you.
Sometimes I don't read all your texts.
It's fine.
But I'll listen to your audio. Literally, Courtney's like, I'll call you in, 20 minutes, whatever. And then she's like, and here's this audio of me singing Britney Spears. I'm like, thanks. Can you sing?
The
people want to hear. Try.
Did you? Well, first off, no. Could you give me what you thought of my impression before I embarrassed myself?
No, I thought it was good. You had the like raspiness.
It's like, it might seem like a crash, but it doesn't mean that I'm still real.
Okay, that's like you were better on the audio. That was like a little too hard.
I know.
But
sorry,
you were like great before. You were great before.
Yeah. Sorry. Oops, I did it.
Okay, I gotta stop. You guys have also seen Britney Spears probably 7 times in concert.
Oh, yeah. I used to go to all of her tours.
The Onyx Hotel was my favorite, personally.
Check your phone right now.
I just did.
Okay, that's what he had posted.
But no, so you guys, the new plan is like we've also been talking to the Summer House kids, and the new plan is that they're going to help us get on Watch What Happens Live to be bartenders.
Yeah, they don't know that's the plan, but it's the plan. Like I was DMing with Amit, from the new guy from Summer House. He is so sweet, so nice. I think I have like a little crush on him.
I would be okay with that crush. He's got the salt and pepper coming in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we were DMing with Carl, and I told him I'm really proud that like he's been whitening his teeth.
Even though he got laid off from his dentistry sale job.
Yeah.
And became an alcoholic, but we'll get there.
Yeah. This just seemed like a big week of people eating pasta, I'll tell you that.
Okay, one other really big breaking news was, this is, we don't know if this is true.
This is all hearsay from somebody who has a direct source. So this is all a legend.
But Erica Girardi and
Mr. Girardi is the one filing.
Well, yeah. So apparently Tom is filing for divorce. What do you think?
I just can't. First off, there's no prenup.
That's for sure.
Yeah, like even it was something like was on Bravo website about her not signing a prenup. I just don't get it. Like, I think if he told her like I want you off this show, like she would leave the show.
I completely agree too. But do you think she's gotten too big? Like, do you think she's 80% Erica Jane, only 20% Mrs. Girardi now?
I see where you're going with this, maybe, but also, like, what did they think was going to happen when she went on the show? Or is this, was he Kelsey Grammering her?
Yeah, no, no, no.
I don't know.
I wonder how his foot's doing.
Well, I mean, he can barely walk as it is, so.
And he is turning 70 or 80?
80. He's old. He's like 80.
80. And yeah. They've been together for 20 years.
Yeah, so you know, that's why I just can't imagine.
A lot of me just doesn't want to believe this is true. Like when Bruce Jenner was.
I won't believe it until
I saw so many things and I just denied it to myself.
Until that Vanity Fair article.
Yeah, and then I was like, okay, this is real.
Yeah, it's like, give us some receipts. Like, I want to see some filings. I want to see some divorce papers. Give us that, and then maybe we'll believe it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't. I don't want to believe it. I don't want to.
I agree with you.
Okay, so let's do some polls.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll ask you, and you tell me yours, and then what you think the people thought too.
So exactly what we normally do. Great.
Okay. Mary found her backbone a la Teddy this week. Okay. All right. First question.
I'm actually not that tired. That's really what's happening.
Oh, no. You are not tired?
I'm not that tired today.
Oh, okay. Great.
That rarely happens, guys.
Great. Okay. Who is the better 50-year-old? Both I don't believe are 50, but like whatever. Is it Marge or is it PK?
Ugh, Margie. I mean, for me, Margie. Yes. And okay. I think the majority is going to agree.
87% voted for Marge.
She's a crowd favorite and she's definitely going to come back. Oh, another news segment is that her house is in
foreclosure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like to talk about that stuff, though. Like, I like Marge, so I don't want any. Now, if it was Soggy whose house is in foreclosure, right, that'd be the next 40 minutes of this podcast. Because I hate her so much.
But yeah. Okay. It seems like I hate it when these people do the shows when, number one, their marriage is on the rocks, and number two, they're poor. I just feel lied to. And this happens all the time.
It's like, get your finances, like, and all your shit. Get your ducks in a row and then come on this show and then, like, make me, like, feel envious. Don't make me feel sorry for you. I don't like that.
Yeah. Let me be jealous of you.
Exactly. Okay. Should Sheena stay in Vegas and never, ever return to LA? Yes or no?
I think you're going to get like a 93% on this saying Vegas, baby.
92% said yes.
Oh my God.
The reason I think 8%, we got a lot of DMs about this. 8% are the people who live in Vegas that said they don't want her there. They were like, no, I live here. Don't make her come to us. Like, you guys keep her. I'm like, we'll send her to Antarctica.
That's fantastic.
It's so good, right? Yeah. Okay. If you're James, who would you rather date? Raquel or Logan?
Well, it looks like he's getting both. So, you know, Logan seems actually more fun than Raquel to me, so I'm going to go Logan.
68% agree with you.
Oh, my God. I love this. You know what I also noticed on Pumps this week?
What?
They don't have any, like, openly gay character.
Yes, that's true.
Isn't that kind of crazy? Like,
is it because they're all secretly gay?
I know, it's like the Tom-Toms maybe are, and like Jax maybe had the gay thing, and now we're doing the whole bisexual thing with James. They do have Billy Lee now, the transgender person who's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. But it's just kind of interesting. They don't have like a real character that's like openly gay.
What about Jesse Montana? Isn't he gay?
I don't even know who that is.
He's like the Asian one?
I don't know. Okay. But it's just something to be noted.
Yeah, no, I enjoy that. Okay. Is pasta code for cocaine? Yes, sniff, duh. No, they are starving.
Yes, sniff, duh.
80% agree with you.
It has to be. It's not about the pasta. It's not about the pasta.
And then Ariana tweeted, she's like, sometimes it really is about the pasta. Plus, who would do coke at dinner? I'm like, the people not eating dinner, you moron.
Like, they are all defending that pasta is pasta.
Yeah, like Sheena.
They need to start a hashtag. Pasta is pasta.
Justice for pasta.
Hashtag fettuccine Alfredo.
Careful. If we keep talking about this, we're going to get a subpoena from Sheena.
Okay.
Who is hotter? More life, Carl. Amit, the new guy. 67% agree.
I used to, like, Carl, though, is just rubbing me the wrong way. He is
Carl,
cool for school.
He's too cool for school. But he's
Carl? No, Carl? But since he made this eagle, it's like, Carl?
Okay, who would you rather see next season? Don't go, Soggy. Danielle needs full time.
Neither. Nor.
Not a choice. Pick one.
I mean, I guess I'll watch more Danielle. Bye, Soggy. I mean, Soggy's done.
So somebody did DM us something that was like controversial a little bit. And I was like, I'll kill Bravo if they do this. So they said, remember how they were saying that they want to make a Housewives franchise in Boca? And on the reunion, Soggy said she wanted to move to Boca.
Right.
But because she felt empty nesting, even though she still has a daughter who lives at home. Like, what are with these women who love their sons and not their daughters? Dorit.
Well, I think that will never happen because she's such an unlikable character. And I also think that she's not going to move. I mean, is her daughter like a junior or senior? She's going to wait till she graduates.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? I don't know. Soggy's the worst. Well, 70% said that they would like Danielle to be full-time instead of Soggy.
And then there was some news about possibly they're bringing back Jacqueline and Manzo. Caroline.
No.
There were some rumblings.
I know, but it's like,
so, no. Well, they're starting filming in March, so we're going to find out soon.
What the hell? We do not need another season of this show. Just give Teresa a spinoff and Jacqueline and Melissa can be a side character.
Like, it'll be interesting where they go with this. They need
I want Nono to date.
Like a Dolores friend. People are pretty invested in her getting back together with her ex-husband.
Yeah, but you know what? If she didn't come back next time, I wouldn't be like, I'd just be like, I wonder what happened. Anyways, the sky's blue.
Okay.
Like, it wouldn't affect me, is what I'm trying to say.
Sure.
Okay. Rumors are Mr. Girardi is filing for divorce. Do you believe it? No way. They are in love. Yes, he has a new girlfriend.
I just don't want to say it so, but I feel like it's true.
Okay. Well, 71% said no way they are in love.
Okay. I hope the 71% is correct.
Okay. This one is kind of shocking to me. Mm-hmm. Who would you rather be friends with? Kyle and LVP or Ramonia?
You know, I heard some stuff this week. I listened to Danny's podcast and he had Brandy Glanville and she was saying how like Lisa and Kyle don't really like each other. And they just are friends like for the camera.
What a surprise that Brandy's trying to be relevant. Did you see her stupid Time's Up thing on Gerard Butler?
Yeah.
Like she does not know. You do not get to hashtag me too and hashtag time's up because some celebrity didn't know your last name because you one night standed him.
Agreed.
Like he saw you at a party. He thought you were hot. You introduced yourself as Brandy. He didn't know your last name because all he wanted to do was fuck you and not have a conversation with you because you're a fucking moron. Like you're not allowed to get mad and you cannot time's up because when you blurted his name out that you slept with him on Watch What Happens Live, like, why shouldn't he be, like, annoyed by that?
Yeah.
And then she's like, and I was nice, and I said you were an 11, and then you said you didn't know my last name. It's like, yeah, he's a celebrity that's pretty good looking, and he probably fucks anything that walks.
Yeah.
I mean, Jax is a Z-list celebrity, and he's stuck his dick in so many holes he can't even count that high. Could you imagine if you were A-list?
True that.
Okay. So anyways, back to who would you rather be friends with?
I'm going to go some Sonia Ramona because I love Sonia.
Right. And like vacation with them would be ridiculous, but so fun.
Yeah.
Well, 80% said Kyle and LVP.
I don't like LVP. I don't get it. Why do people like her now anymore?
I'm turning on her this season. I think she just needs to be on Vanderpump Rules where she comes off looking fab.
I completely agree. She doesn't have a storyline in like many seasons.
I mean, this is now like that Ken assaulted someone. That's the thing.
And like, it's like, let's wash our dog.
Yeah, I agree. This season has nothing. Okay, next question. Not again. Who'd you sleep with? Okay, James Kennedy or Mike Shea? Now, mind you, where we're at now, things could change. Like, it's so close.
I would sleep with James. What about you?
Oh, God. I would say maybe Mike Shea, just because I think James has stuck his dick in too many things, including his own mouth.
Fair.
And like, I don't know. And like, I'm like double the size of James. At least like Shea, there's a little cushion.
There's more than a little cushion there.
Yeah. Well, so you're going James though?
I'm going James.
Okay. Well, 51% said Shea. But mind
wow,
you,
that's right, like
right now there's less than 150 votes splitting it, the difference.
I love it.
Okay, our last question.
Hard one. Once again, another hard one.
Okay, our last question. Which show would you rather watch right now? Summer House or New Jersey?
Summer House.
People do not get the genius of Summer House.
I know.
61% said Jersey.
I mean, Summer House is my autobiography, though.
Should we go in? You want to start talking about Summer House since we've like need to? I feel like now apparently we have to convince people why to watch this amazing show.
I completely will do that with you after I read a review.
Okay, that's true, because I have a good review that I want to read too.
Okay, this is from Beer Cheese Lava.
Sorry.
The name is Jersey Sista 7. The title is Beer Cheese Lava. 5 stars, clearly. Mm-hmm. This is pure comedy gold. I have found a place where I can laugh, cry emoji at my favorite Bravo shows. I love when they go on tangents because it can relate, and I feel like I'm a third judgy girl to their duo. A must listen to a Bravoholic. Keep it coming, ladies.
Thank you, Jersey Sista 7. That was a great review. Laugh, cry emoji. Oh my God. It's like, where's my smile?
Call Rob for that.
Okay, this is from Blackout Barbie. 5 stars only for my subpoena from Sheena. 5 stars because I was completely validated after hearing about the subpoena from Sheena dream, because that is absolutely a dream I would have. And now I don't feel as bad about myself. Discovered this podcast on the Instagram pages you might like. And let me tell you, it did not disappoint.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Blackout Barbie.
Thank you. Thank you. Like, thank you.
We got a bad review for saying like too much.
And it's like, I can't help it.
I can't help that I'm a basic white girl that likes lattes and Starbucks.
I don't know how many times we have to say how basic we are. Like, we are so basic. I legitimately wake up and I already have Uggs on. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I get out of the shower and I'm wrapping myself in a towel and somehow leggings and yoga pants are already on my body. I don't know what to tell you.
I know.
We're basic. Okay. And like we will be for a while.
And
speaking of basic.
Yeah. Summer House.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Isn't that how
I know. Yeah. They need to work on that theme song.
Yeah. It's no Vanderpump Rules, but it'll do.
Yeah. And yeah, they should have like little one-liners. Like, you know how like Million Dollar Listings, that's kind of like the boys' one-liners? Like,
no,
the taglines?
I don't really watch that show. They have taglines?
I'm so excited. Josh is getting married tonight.
I thought he was already married.
Well, the wedding's airing.
Oh, the episode. Sorry, I didn't realize.
And Sonia's there. Sonia's at there. And I heard she got wasted. Actually, no, the rehearsal dinner, didn't she give Josh a black eye or something?
I don't watch this show, so I don't know. I've only seen Josh coked out of his mind at the Abbey.
Oh, I can see that. Joey's hung out with him.
Oh, okay. That's all.
Were they eating pasta?
Oh, they were eating pasta. Okay, perfect. Okay. Summer House. Okay, after you watch this, like, how are you not so, like, you're so excited for the season, right?
I love watching this shit. I love also, like, I love that they're single and good looking. It gives me hope. They're also my same age.
I like about this,
I don't have the good looking part, but I mean, I have the single part and the same age part. So, you know.
Oh, stop it.
We connect.
No. What I like about this, though, and it's like same with Vanderpump, except that their whole thing was like that they're servers. But like these people are very much more like us. Like they work during the week and then they just want to like party hard during the weekend.
Absolutely.
So we can relate to these people. Except that
they just want to get out of the city on the weekends, share quinoa bowl with their boyfriend on a ride up to their summer house.
Yeah. So
what do you think of the whole thing is them like, okay, when they were picking out the rooms reminded me of, you know, like the Sonia Ramona. But why do you think, obviously they could get a house that's like a little bit bigger to accommodate everyone. Do you think that's just like part of the show, the sharing?
Yes. Yes, I think it is. Well, so I heard that that house actually has 8 bedrooms, but because production has to be there, like production takes over a room, like that takes away one. Plus also it's like there's a couple, so that already eliminates like one person sharing. And then I'm like, Lauren and Lindsay are kind of dumb. Like they should have made the boys share.
I couldn't believe that they ended up sharing.
Yeah, like why wouldn't you? You should have just been like, no, Carl and Amit can share a room.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and I loved like Lauren trying to have the master and she's like, well, I'm just going by tradition.
Yeah.
Like I had the master last year, so that's why it makes sense.
Yeah. And then she goes, I'm taller than both of you. I know. And then Kyle's like, I want a balcony. I'm like, who cares?
Yeah.
Although I'm sure that they probably, because I think that the Hamptons like still doesn't want them to film there. So they probably had to party a lot at their house.
A little farther out.
Yeah. Do you think that this house is better or worse than last year's house?
Worse.
Yes, I agree. I think the kitchen last year was way better.
Agreed.
But I kind of, okay, I did not like Lindsay last year, but I'm into her this season. I like single Lindsay.
I'll give her a shot. I'll give her a shot. She's a little bit annoying.
Well, yeah, but like the fact that Everett's like, not
I
there.
Own my own company. I'm like, you have your own company, AKA, and like 4 interns.
Yeah. Like she's like through one event last year. But you know what? Good for her. She's hustling. I'm into it. I like Amit. I think I want to take Carl and put his head on my bosom and just like pet his head and be like, what's up, Carl? What's going on?
Carl, he was like such a mess to me. Like
he was on
really, he was grossing me out though. Like he has definitely developed a drinking problem. And doesn't his brother have an addiction problem?
Or like his dad?
Yes, there's some addiction problem. So I'm getting a little scared for Carl. And everyone's just like, oh, it's like, they're kind of like tiptoeing around it. They're just
he's
wasted. It's okay.
And then there was like this text that was going around like a couple months ago that was like, just did coke with Sheena and Carl and like Steven from Summer House.
Pasta.
Yeah,
pasta.
Just ate pasta with Carl and Sheena, who apparently also hooked up, Sheena and Carl.
I could totally see that.
Mm-hmm. And she probably was just like taking selfies the whole time. I think she's a selfish lover.
No. Like
she used to not be a giver.
No, she wants, if her man's happy, she's happy.
We're perfect.
Like, literally. So perfect. I think she's down on her knees often.
I don't know, but now she's got those big old veneers. She can't even get a french fry in her mouth. How's she going to get a dick in there? I'm serious.
So good.
I'm serious.
Okay.
Carl has a small dick, I bet. But I'd be willing to figure it out myself if necessary. Carl and a meat. I would do it for a meat too.
A meat is really cute, but I think he's going to be like too nice.
Yeah, he seems very nice. Like even like DMing him, he just was like so sweet. Just like, you just, you know, I just think it's about respect.
And I also like don't like people that can take off 8 months and travel the world.
Oh my God, I
love them. They just bother me because I'm jealous.
Oh, I was like, yeah, well, why exactly? What do you think
of because I would like to do that.
What do you think of the new girl?
So I wonder how long her and Carl actually dated. Like they said 2.5 years, but was that like on and off? Were they living in the same city?
No, they dated 2.5 years ago. They dated and they only dated for a couple of months.
Oh, so okay.
Yeah. And so she's whatever. I mean, I'm glad that they like got some diversity by getting a brunette.
Right.
Thanks for the diversity. But like she better bring some drums.
Well, it will be interesting because we know Lauren's going to hook up with Carl again.
Yeah. Well, I also like we've talked about this. Like Lauren is like kind of us. Like Lauren is that girl who's like insecure and like wants this guy to like just love her and she can't like quite figure it out. So she's like always just a little too available.
Well, he played her
like a fiddle.
Continues to.
Like a fucking fiddle.
Well, girls, they always see what they want to see. Mm-hmm. It's like,
it's true.
Read the signs. No, they're like tunnel vision. Mm-hmm. Oh, he didn't call me because he was taking a shower.
Yeah.
No, he's like, not that into you.
No,
he called you because he was fucking someone in the shower.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was a 4-hour shower. Who knows? Still waiting. Still waiting for that guy I met 3 weekends ago to text me. And, well, he must have just lost my number.
Totally. You'll run into him again.
Right. Because I'm following him. But, like, no big deal.
Okay. I also wonder, are they sponsored by Whispering Angel?
Yes.
And do you think it's weird the boys drink a lot of rosé?
No, because the answer is yes.
You think they really are?
Yes. So I don't know if you noticed. So there were some like rumblings about it like last year that they were sponsored by. But like when the first people got to the house, there were already boxes on the porch waiting for them. And I just assumed that it's Whispering Angel.
Oh, good for them.
Mm-hmm. I think
we would like yeah. We can sponsor Whispering Angel as well.
I would love Whispering Angel. That's delicious. I will take any rosé, to be honest. You want to give me some Franzia? I'm in. I'll slap that bag.
Oh, God.
Okay. So I thought it was funny. So when they're all at dinner and Carl gets like wasted and then like has to walk away in like his like Toms and jeggings. I don't know if you noticed.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TBT cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com, and love the skin you're in. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
How tight his pants were.
His pants were so tight.
So tight. But so he like walks Ouai and then like Lindsay's like, I have to give you the rules of the summer.
Yeah, this was, she was, I good for her, playing on herself.
I'm into it. I thought it was funny.
I also liked how she was, wasn't she the person that was like, okay, me, fuck, marry, kill, me, Danielle, and Lauren. Do you remember that part?
Oh, did Lindsay said that?
I think it was Lindsay that said it. She's like, okay, or was it Lauren?
I think it might have been.
I don't know.
Lauren looking for validation again.
And then he was like, I'm not answering that. I was like, yeah. Oh my God, thank God you did it.
That they would, the whole like, summer, they would have just.
You know, and then he said he thought Amanda was hot.
Yeah.
I could like, see him with Amanda. She's lost a lot of Ouai. She looks like really in shape to me.
Are you saying when the naked scene of her and her just like little like G-string thong, I was like, her ass is fantastic.
I know. They go to Equinox all the time though.
Oh, well, good. She looks fantastic. I like Amanda. I also thought, I forgot about her just now.
Is Kyle and Amanda relationship goals? Question mark.
Yeah, I think so. I think that they work well together. I like them.
I'll be interested to see. Or does she just like bow down to him and accept his drunkenness?
Oh, well, yeah. I think that you have to accept that. As long as he's not an asshole to her, I think you just go with it, right? Okay. Listen, he works hard. He plays harder.
Right.
Also,
he brings Bird Dog shorts everywhere he goes.
Everywhere. Well, you know, he's got to keep his junk in his pants.
That's right.
Okay, so my favorite person, though, of Summer House is easily Steven. I want him to narrate everything. When they were doing that fuck, marry, kill, and he goes, kill them all. I'm like, wait, is that Luann or Steven?
No, he has great commentary. He doesn't quite fit in the house to me, though.
Oh, no, you don't think so?
Mm-mm. But he does great. Like, he's a good narrator.
Oh, I think he's great for the house.
Okay.
I like him.
Well, I mean, I guess it was fun when he was in the closet.
And then came out of the closet. Also, yeah. What was he doing and in he the had closet?
He had a glass of wine in there. I think he was, like, trying to find a bed.
But he has his own room.
And what do you think, like, about his relationship with Carl?
I think Carl leads him on, too. I think Carl likes the attention from Steven.
So weird.
He probably tells him, like, oh, if I were gay, like, I would totally date someone like you.
Totally. But then Carl was trying to take over the pride parade with his shirt off.
And like, Carl, your body's not great.
He's just wasted.
Wasted.
And then I love how Stephen was like, don't take your shirt off. This is my day.
Yeah.
Yes. And then like 5 minutes later, Carl takes his shirt off and just is like, more life.
Yeah, why do you keep doing that? He's like, more life. And Kyle's like,
it's like a rap song.
Yeah, like, oh, is it? Kyle's like, rappers don't want to hang out with you. And then Danielle's like, you're Mexican food. Her analogy was so funny. It was so true. Like, you just, it yeah, tastes so good. Like
Mexican food.
Yes, it was so good. I don't remember the exact thing, but it was like,
no, yeah,
it's so good.
Like, it's so good.
Sorry.
Going down.
Yeah. Keep going.
And then you want to
shit everything out or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just glad it's back. Like, when people say that they hate Summer House, I'm like, please don't take it for any more than what it is. It is,
yeah, it's like
dumb white people getting wasted in the Hamptons.
It's Jersey Shore but classier.
Yeah, but not really classier, just like with like more expensive clothes on.
Yeah, and like the girls' clothes, though, I mean, they're all wearing blue and white striped linen. It's like, and rompers. It was a little much for me.
Wait, also, Lauren definitely, like, when she's quote unquote sleeping out, like, she's just going to her friend's house across the street, right?
I know, I love. She like planned that out. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to leave at 1 o'clock in the morning. And then she's like, Carl stayed up all night waiting for me to come home. I'm like, no, he didn't.
Yeah. Like, yeah, she's like, oh my god, yeah, of course I played an away game. Like, I'm gonna live my life. Carl's not gonna control. Carl, did you see I left and came back? Carl, get this on video. Carl, here I am. Carl, fuck you, Carl, fuck me, Carl. Carl.
God bless her.
Let's travel to the West Coast Summer House, which is just,
yes, well, it starts out with a bang with Stassi showing LVP her breast reduction.
She's got a lot big scars. I'm very surprised that they don't have the technology to make the scars smaller.
I completely agree with that, but I like loved Lisa Vanderpump's like genuine reaction. She's like, you got a breast reduction? Like, show me.
Yeah. Well, also, though, how did she not know that? She just doesn't care, does she? She doesn't care.
Yeah, I guess.
And then I was laughing when they were like, okay, Stassi, you get to pick the outfits for the servers.
I know.
How
Stassi got this queen bee job is unreal.
Because, like, I think Lisa knows.
The other girls, like, Brittany legit works there. Sheena must be just fucking pissed that she has to pretend to work there. Mm-hmm. And the outfit that she had to wear was terrible. Like, when Rob comes in, I was like, oh my god, Sheena did really pick, I mean, Stassi really did pick that out for you.
Yeah, like, it was, oh, woof. Woof, woof.
Yeah.
But I love that Stassi's getting these jobs because it just, like, anything to piss Sheena off more is just like, oh. I hate her.
She's so easy to unravel and wind up. It's unreal.
Like, the fact that she blames the witches of WeHo for the demise of her relationship, I'm like, they kept, you know, like, flashing back and forth to, like, Sheena, then the witches of WeHo. I'm like, they're just sitting there getting drunk in the corner. Literally zero people care about you. Like, you're the one that keeps bringing it up.
They're just happy in primary colors watching a movie.
Which one is
drinking primary wine?
Which one's a primary color, Mary?
Oh, my God. That was so good. She's like, what are the primary colors?
I have to tell you, though, like, this is becoming, like, a little bit too close for home for me. Like, I've gone to that rooftop cinema when it, like, first opened. Like, my friend's brother helped open it here. So we went there. We did not have a server give me a shot and then, like, try to hit on me, though.
Wait, did we go there too when I was in town?
No.
Oh, we went to Sweet Chick, though, where they get into the fight.
Where they're all up in arms about pasta.
The pasta fight.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, wait. First, let's talk about the Reiki thing, because I love this kind of shit.
Okay.
Like, oh, meditation, Reiki, the boys all go. It also seems like they're doing, like, a lot of outings this season. It's like, yeah, let's have an art show or do the paint.
I think
the paint
trying,
thing.
I think
now they're doing the Reiki thing.
I think they're trying to get, like, more sponsorship from places. So that place, the Den, I've also gone to. It's down the street from my house. Class Pass. When it first opened, they put themselves on Class Pass. You could go there and you could do meditation. And so we would go there, and it was great. And, like, Amanda Seyfried, she goes there. Like, it's started by, like, an ex-NBC, like, high-up executive.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, a lot of stars actually, like, back it.
Okay, I like it. Mm-hmm. Well, it was a safe space for Tom to admit he has an alcohol problem.
Mm-hmm. Which Tom said that?
Tom Schwartzy.
Oh, okay.
And what is his day job?
Taping Vanderpump Rules.
Okay, just making that clear.
Yeah.
We basically had – Jax had a little breakdown here.
But, like, this was such bullshit of a breakdown. I was like, I cannot deal with this.
It's this typical manipulation of a sociopath. Mm-hmm. No one's asked me how I'm doing during this. You're the one that fucked this up.
Oh my God. When he said that, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Why would anybody want to ask your goddamn fucking fat ass all about this with your 3 boob job reductions and your 7 nose jobs and your receding hairline and you're trying to fuck the Reiki teacher?
Literally, he's trying to sleep with the Reiki teacher.
It was not okay.
She's like, can I give you a hug? He's like, yes. Can you feel my boner too?
Yeah, exactly. Those, I'm just, ugh. I just, ugh. I hate Jax so much. Jax and Sheena, like, why do I love this show so much? There's such other good characters. Like, okay. Yes. I'm sorry. I went a little crazy.
The Reiki part. Mm-hmm. Then.
Are you going to put Vaseline on your face?
Okay, ever since she's been, let's just say I've been putting oil on my forehead at night.
How's that worked out?
Good. It's like an oil serum.
Mm, okay.
I think I might be past the part where, like, the preventative phase.
Okay. Okay. So then should we talk about
I wish I put Vaseline starting at 5.
You put Vaseline on starting at 5? What?
Yeah. I wish I did.
Oh.
That's what Lala said to do.
Mm.
Her mom told her.
I just, you know.
On the crow's feet.
If they're not screaming, sometimes I zone out.
It's all about the pasta!
Yeah, so they go to, so let's talk about the pasta.
Okay.
So they go to Sweet
first
Chick.
First it starts with double shots.
He's like, oh, grape juice and gin, this sounds lovely. I'm like, that sounds legit horrible. Did we drink that?
Yeah.
And then also he was like, it's Welch's grape juice.
No, they had, like, they had slushies there.
Oh, that's right. They had the slushies.
Remember we had, like, the slushy drink?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, that place. I like that place, actually. I've gone there multiple times. But yeah, so then they start talking about pasta and that they ate Raquel's pasta without her permission. Like, they just wanted a bite, and then a bite turned into a little bit more, and then all of a sudden the whole bag of cocaine was up their nose.
And then he just kind of loses it. And he's like, she's more beautiful than you. Don't fuck with my bitch. I'll fuck with your fat man. He's going to get bored of you and go for another pretty blonde. That's not a good accent.
No, it's much better than I could do. Honestly, I have no English accent. Mine goes Australian, so okay. But yeah, and then it was like, I appreciated Lala standing up for herself, but she's got to stop being a gangster.
I think she was like, do you want to say what she said?
No, you can say it.
She's like, you can't say whatever you want. Know your place. Know your place. Have some respect.
It's not about the pasta. It's not about the pasta. Read between the lines. He said the word pasta, no joke, like 15 times within a 20 seconds period.
It's not about the pasta.
But like clearly it's about the pasta, but it's not about the pasta because we think pasta is code word for cocaine.
It is.
It has to be.
I rewatched many times.
It just has to be. I can't
imagine. It's not about pasta.
Yeah. And Raquel was like, actually, I do eat pasta. I don't do drugs. I'm like, yeah, none of us do drugs.
Have we even heard her voice? She literally doesn't talk.
She's like, my boyfriend loves dick and I don't have one.
You were getting like genuine raw reactions from her because she's like, what's going on?
She's like, wait, like, when you call me,
I'm stealing my pasta, my boyfriend's hooking up with Logan, and I feel uncomfortable.
She's like, James, I thought when you were talking about your beard that you weren't referring to me, you were referring to the 3 hairs you can grow on your chin. But okay, there was so much in this episode because that pasta thing was everything. And then they're like, oh, you liked what the pasta conversation was? Give us 5 minutes. We're taking you to Pride and you are going to just die watching Sheena.
Oh my gosh. She literally is just unraveling.
Because
she's saying the girls are talking about her and like they don't even care. No. She's the one like lighting the fire. Mm-hmm. And oh my God. And then so Rob comes in and she's like, I just had a hard week. I've lost my smile. and then he's just like, don't, life's hard enough. Like, don't let those girls take away your smile.
I've turned on him. I think he's just as fucking cheesy as she is.
Him dating her, how could you take her?
Like,
but I guess she probably literally, she's so obedient. She'll do whatever he wants. She literally says that. She's like, I'm happy when my man is happy. I don't even care how I feel. Like, she's just so, what's wrong with her?
It's like, but she doesn't have daddy issues, right? Because she still, her dad's like there. Like, I don't understand what it is. Like, why is her goal to be wifed up?
It's just like an image thing for her, though. And, you know, Tom Schwartz says next week, she's fake as fuck. Look at her nails.
Oh, I can't. This bootleg Kardashian. I cannot wait. But then, so.
I mean, she has the veneers, the chin implants, boob job. Now is anorexic.
She doesn't have a boob job.
You don't think?
Sheena, she has like minus A's. She keeps posting naked photos of her being like, should I get a boob job? Everybody, tell me how pretty I am.
Right.
I just can't stand her. But, and then, like, even when she's, like, talking to Brittany, and Brittany's like, Sheena looks real thin. She's like, when I get stressed out, I go straight for the chocolate. It's like, we know. We can tell.
chocolate waste is a real thing. Like,
yo.
Kentucky girls.
Yeah, she's like, where's Meemaw's bear cheese so I can just put it all over me as lotion and then lick it off? I'll put it between my toes and Jax will lick it off because he likes bear cheese and he likes toe jam.
Sorry, Luann came out.
I've made Mary laugh so hard she's dying.
Wait. I kind of want to make beer cheese for Super Bowl.
Ooh, when you watch my team, the Patriots, win.
We'll see.
Well, you know what I'm going to be doing for Super Bowl? Sorry, guys. Here we go off tangent again. I'm probably going to be by myself in a room.
Pacing around your apartment.
Yes, wearing my studio headphones. I'm going to put them on so I can cancel everyone out, and I'm just going to like lock myself into the TV with the sound. And just that like
sounds fantastic.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Nice.
Nice. So if you guys want to be the same as me, promo code TJG 15% off studiosweden.com.
I love it. I love it. Okay. Okay. Getting back, getting back to VPR. But yeah, no, Rob's just the worst. You know, she lost her smile, blah, blah, blah.
And then, okay. But okay. Funny part though is when they were
all. Oh, wait. She also says, she's like, I love you. Oh, no response from him. Nothing. Crickets.
I almost peed my pants. She's like, I just love you.
No response.
None. Like, his face was like, don't say that shit on camera.
Yeah.
He's like, no.
He's like, and I won't make out with you either.
He's like, ever. Yeah, he's like, I'm off.
On or off.
He's like, I'm off to Toca Madera.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make out with a hostess. Like, I can't understand what he's getting out of this. Like, is it because he wants to be on Vanderpump Rules? Like,
I think it was TV time for sure. Because like, he has some other TV stuff.
I guess.
It was just like a promotion. But, self-promotion.
So somebody DM'd us though, and they live in SF, Mary. And they said that he would be up there and he would call their friend all the time when he'd be up there while he was with Sheena, and they'd hook up. So apparently he was just making out with other people.
It wasn't just making out?
No, there's probably some P's and V's. Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, what'd you think of Billie Lee sharing her story at Pride?
I like that whole storyline. I think they also need like someone that's gay on the show too, and I like Billie Lee, but I thought it was really funny how she shares her story and then she's like Jax, I can tell like you're hurting inside, and I was hurting inside.
And Jax is like, I want to get in your insides.
Right. No, but she was like, you know, you're being someone that you're not, and Billy can relate to that. So then I was like, does Billy like think he's gay? Or
I don't know, but
that was a deep moment.
I felt like Billy, like Jax wanted to fuck Billy if he hasn't already.
Agreed.
I think he's so curious, like, what's it like? Like, I just feel like but okay, back to Logan and Raquel.
Oh,
and
I mean, maybe he could ask Logan and James.
I'm just like, they've clearly hooked up.
You know how like Logan and James were whispering? It's like they're whispering like, let's do pasta in the bathroom. that's what they're whispering. They're like, let's go do some more cocaine in the bathroom. Well, it's not like whispering about hooking up. It's like, pasta.
I also think he's like, I'll do pasta off your dick.
Right.
Like, I think that I think they for sure have hooked up. I mean,
I wouldn't be surprised if he's bi.
I mean, the fact that like Logan used to sleep over at James's couch, and now James has given Raquel a drawer in the old man's house that he's staying at. Like, it's the whole thing is like very strange.
Who's his
landlord?
Family
renter? Like,
who's his godfather?
Wake me up before you go go.
Right.
It's
right.
Not Boy George. That's PK's mate.
Right.
It's George Michael. He's dead.
Right, right. Okay.
It's kind of funny. Like everybody, like he's like, Logan's like, I know you're in love with me. And James like, yes, as a best friend.
And then he's like, no, more than that. Yeah. And Raquel's like, what's going on? Where's the pasta?
Raquel's like, what? I just feel like she's so dumb. Brittany also made $576, and I was like, do I need to get a job at Sir?
I know, in like 4 hours.
Yeah, that's great. She's just
and then she's like Jax stop talking to me and go get me a shot. She like drinks a ton. Also, when her mom walked in in that scene right before, she like takes a shot. He's eating an apple and like being healthy, and she puts a shot in like another kind of glass.
Like they're all alcoholics.
It was a very brief little exchange. They really drink a lot.
Well, what I was laughing about too is Kristen like loves to destroy relationships. So she's like, I'm gonna fly Brittany's mom out here because I fucking hate Jax. Like the Miami girl. Remember she brought the Miami girl out? And I was like, oh, Kristen, you little shitster. But I'm like, but bring back crazy Kristen because we need her.
Well, she like doesn't have a storyline.
No, it's like, let's.
I feel like she's on the outs. We said that last week.
Yeah, she is. We'll see what happens next week. We got to move on.
Okay.
Let's just quickly go.
What else are we gonna
talk quickly
about?
Go through Jersey. I'm so fucking sick of this show. Like, I'm sick of Soggy. Soggy, like, literally physically makes me want to like hurt her because she's so fucking annoying. Like, she doesn't let anybody get a word in edgewise, which is probably maybe why I hate her, because sometimes you see in other people what you don't like about yourself.
Well, I think the best part about this was that Andy was like, you know, the Hitler thing, I talked to my parents, I'm Jewish. I'm not offended. You overreacted, basically. Like, that was the best part about it.
And then
it.
She's like, shame on you! Shame on you! She like, said, like, four times at Marge. And I'm like, leave Marge alone.
I completely agree. And then she was bringing up all the lawsuits and stuff. And I love Marge's comeback. She's like, I'm getting sued for more than you've ever been worth.
Yeah. And then she was like, I brought the whale! And she's like, okay, Belle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, Marge like, doesn't give a shit because she's just – I think Marge just knows, like, she's like, I won. Like, everybody likes me better. Like, this bitch is off her fucking rocker. She's already quit the show. Like, she's called PETA on me. Like, I'm just over it. Like, she's – good thing she's not having hot flashes. She wants to move to Boca.
Yeah, she's totally done. Do you think Kim D is a madame?
Yes.
I agree.
There's something weird and shady about her. Like, first off, she looks like the fucking Crypt Keeper. Whoever's doing her plastic surgery, like, she should go on that show Botched. She looks horrible.
She doesn't really – her features don't offend me. She just looks like – she's like an older lady that's partied too much. She's weathered. I think she looks weathered.
She looks like Sonya if Sonya died.
She smokes. She looks like a smoker.
No, she looks like dead Sonya. Like, if Sonya wanted to be...
No, it's like, it's because she has, like, the white blonde hair, too. It makes you look older.
Yeah, she just... She
needs some low lights.
Yeah, she definitely does. It's not... She's not... No. No.
Yeah. Well, my favorite thing to... Like, I really like Dolores and her ex-husband. She gave me a little bit of hope.
She's definitely...
That they could get back
she
together.
Seems like she's over her boyfriend. She's like... They're like, oh, are you and David still together? She's like, yeah, but... I'm like, what do you mean? Yeah, but like, he's gonna watch this. What the hell? Like, yeah. Go ahead.
I love also that like he calls her mommy. He's like, come on, mommy, get out of bed.
You're fat.
I think that's
cute. He's like, get out of bed because you're fat.
No, but I think that's cute. Like, it's like the mother of his children, and he's like, come on, mama. Like, we gotta get you get your groove back.
He's like, so then I'll be attracted to you, and then I'll want to have sex with you.
Yeah, I think it's
her
great.
Her boobs are still way too big, and I can't handle it.
It was – I can't believe she didn't have a nip slip, to be honest. But it wasn't – it made her look bigger than she is.
I agree. I'm not into it. I like the I like her family, though. And she's fine to stay, but like I said, I wouldn't be sad if she left. But her fight with Danielle, I was like, oh, God, here's season one. Danielle is kind of coming out.
Yeah, agreed.
Mm-hmm. But – did anything else happen? Like, they brought that cake out again?
Yeah. The cake replica was a notable moment. I mean, Soggy did not own it, and she should have.
She just should have said, like, I wanted it to be a special moment, and I felt that it was ruined. It's like, she could still...
No, she should have, like, owned, like, everything. Like, you know what? I overreacted. I think I was overly emotional this season. I want to apologize and, like, have a clean slate. Like, she could have redeemed herself as a relationship expert, and she didn't. She sucks.
No, she's the worst. Like, if your argument is that you can be louder than me, like, it's not an argument. You don't win. You're still just an asshole.
Nobody was on her side.
Nobody. Like, it's very pathetic on her part. Okay, but now that it's gone, I'm glad. Like, I'm glad it's done. I'm glad we don't have to watch any more of it. Now our Wednesdays are Wednesdays are free. Now,
well, we can record on Wednesdays.
Hallelujah. Amen. Okay.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills.
Nothing is happening.
Nothing is happening. It's like the biggest deal is that Dorit is a fucking bitch with six toes.
I cannot believe how much airtime they've given Teddy.
Like,
I feel like she's like the star of the season. And I don't want to know much more about her.
I'm wondering if they keep giving her all this time is because clearly, like, Dorit is going after her, right? Like, she's going after her with the fucking glasses. She's going after her about late gate. Like, next week she calls her a psycho.
No. Yeah, so maybe they had to, like, develop her as a character.
Like, why would we care if Dorit's going after this person we know nothing about? It's like, but hold us accountable.
Right. Well, they're also doing, like, they're trying to make it more, like, a lifestyle thing because there's been barely any drama. They're literally fighting about being late.
And it's like...
No, and also I loved, okay, when they were fighting, like, it wasn't like, oh, she was, like, 5 minutes late, 10 minutes late. Like, they're like, no, at 6 minutes, she texted me. And then at 18 minutes, I called her. And then at 36 minutes, I'm like, what the fuck
is
this?
Just ask production. I'm like, was production fucking with them? And production told Teddy to be there at 4 and told Dorit 4:30 to 5:30.
Nobody says 4:30 to 5:30 to meet with one person.
No, nobody does. I think Dorit's just an asshole, but I wouldn't be surprised if the meeting time was actually 4:30.
No, I'm, you know what? I'm going to stick with Teddy
I'll stick with.
She's like, that's something I never get wrong.
No, I know. She's like, I'm an accountability coach.
I listened to another podcast today.
Oh my God, you're just really listening to a lot of podcasts.
Teddy was
Which
on it.
Which podcast was this?
It was Danny's.
Danny Pellegrino.
And then I also listened to Danny on Sexy Unique podcast.
Oh my God. Why are you so obsessed with Danny Pellegrino? I mean, he's wonderful, like, but wow. You listened to like 12 of his podcasts today. What were the kids doing, Mary? Okay. What were the kids doing?
Oh God, I wish.
Did he have to say about Teddy?
No, but like I really liked her story. So she's been like over 200 pounds a couple times in her life. And basically like after the kids, and she was like, I just kept on complaining about it. And then one day she's like, you know what? I just have to do something about this. Like, come on, get accountable and hold yourself to a higher standard. And I don't know. It made me like her more.
Also, that's great. I think Teddy is too normal.
She's you're totally right. She's a relatable.
She's a Megan King Edmonds. Like, we don't like relatable. No, I just mean in the sense of like that she's like normal. She leads a normal life. Like, she's like, I don't want drama. Like, if I say I'm going to be somewhere, I'll be there. Like, her drama is like dumb drama because it's like normal.
Yeah.
We also, I'm like looking at my notes that I had written for Beverly Hills, and I literally wrote, I noticed that EJ, Erica Jane, wasn't wearing a wedding ring.
I think she often doesn't.
Okay.
Because she always, you know, it's like it has to go with outfit, which her fashion this season, like the sweatpants and heels, I fucking hate that look. I don't care how expensive your sweatpants are. I don't think it's okay to wear them with heels. I hate it when Kim Kardashian does it. It's not chic.
Okay, so I'm going to say mostly I agree with that, but I did like the look at the spa day with the sweatpants and the red boots. I liked it. Only because Kyle showed up in her fucking olive green
safari pajamas.
Yeah, her safari pajamas. And then Dorit is wearing like what Erica basically wore to go pick the car out. Like, Dorit wants to skin Erica and wear her like last year's Versace.
Agreed. Like, well, and also, you know, she didn't want to do any of the treatments because she was like, my wig will fall off.
Why is she now? She's also saying, though, that she doesn't wear wigs. And I'm like, bitch, please do not try to tell us that you don't.
Well, what is she doing? What is she doing?
Right. No, exactly. She's just saying, I've never worn a wig in my life. And I'm like, Yeah, fucking right. Just, there's no way. Like, literally everybody on the show comments.
It's like you drink in moderation. Yeah.
Okay, so what did you think? Like, I was laughing about how fucking poor Dorit is when they went to go look at that car that was, quote unquote, $3 million.
And Eric, I can't believe they let them drive.
Oh, well, it was totally for advertising on the show. It was nothing that they were going to buy. It was like, right. Here's our store. Like, this is what we offer. But, like, you could tell because
Pagani, what was it? Pagani? P-A-G-O-A-N-I.
But so what, what I like laughed.
Can I get one of those?
Yes. What I was laughing about, though, was that you can tell Erica just has fucking money, right? And, like, Dorit was like, oh, my God, I'm so scared. Like, what happens? And Erica's like, I'll drive first.
Yeah.
Like, so, no, like, she's like, oh, yeah. She's probably like, and she goes, I would never spend $3 million on a car. That's a lot of cash and basically really fucking stupid. Like, she just was like, Dorit's an idiot.
Right.
And like, Dorit, we know you're poor. It's okay.
I know. I can't wait for it to come out. But no, now they're kind of saying the new thing that they're saying is that they're part of an investor in that house.
Yeah. What they're investing is their time in the house while they stay there while someone else pays for it.
Or like the rent.
Yeah. I just, yeah, exactly. They're like, oh, yeah, we're paying the rent here. I don't know. What do you think about the lawsuit that Lisa has with the dog place?
I mean, I guess that stuff just happens when – I think that all that stuff happens when you have money.
Yeah, I mean, and they have money because they would pay $50,000 to get Jiggy cloned.
I know. Okay, I thought that was not even expensive, $50,000 to clone your favorite
dog.
Yeah,
I agree because they just cloned those two monkeys, so it's possible.
It's only $50,000.
Right. Like, that's – that she could do that 60 times – Is that right? 600 times? How many times could she do that and still be under what it costs for that Pagani?
Oh, because so $50,000 divided by 3 million.
No, opposite way.
3 million divided by 50,000.
I'm going to do it right now. 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 divided by 50,000. Okay. She could have 60 Jiggies for one Pagani.
Wow, that seems like a great return on investment.
That is really
60 of the same dog or one car. Like, I would what would you decide? That will be a poll question next
I would
week.
Literally take the dogs. What would you take?
I wouldn't want either of these things.
What? Now that you have Birdie, you wouldn't want 60 Birdies?
No. No, she's I only want one of my babies.
What if you could have 60?
They're a lot
what
of
if you
work.
Could have 60 though.
I'm taking her to work
you
tomorrow.
Are? Oh mm-hmm. Man. Do the kids get to touch her this time?
Probably not.
Oh my God. Wait, so does she just stays there all day?
Yeah, she's gonna be in this different area. I'm not like in my classroom tomorrow. I have to do this other stuff.
Oh, for the crab feed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll be in a different
area. Okay. So Kyle, again, we have to hear about the fact that her family is really upset. Her show looks fucking awful, by the way. Did you watch the trailer?
Terrible. And it's like, where's Alicia Silverstone?
What do you mean? She's the mom. Alicia Silverstone has aged so much that you don't even recognize she's the main person.
Wait, that was her? Oh, wait. No, I need to go back and watch it because I literally was thinking in my head, where's Alicia Silverstone?
Oh my God, she plays the main
and
person.
And I saw, oh, Jesus. I know. I knew that. And that's why I was like, huh, I guess they're not showing her in that preview.
Oh my God, she's the whole star of the preview. She's aged since Clueless. That was like Clueless is like
20 years. But Paul Rudd hasn't.
Yeah, but that's because men are assholes. He hasn't aged one bit, but she has definitely shown she's 20 years older. Ugh, as if.
Yes. Oh, the best. That and Mean Girls.
So good.
I was watching Mean Girls before this.
Fun. Okay. Did you like? I like seeing. First off. We saw Harry Hamlin finally.
Oh, him and his tea.
Don't put cream in it.
I think it was like curdling. I love to see their dynamic.
I like
though.
Them.
I mean,
I think they're good
I can't
together.
Believe I'm such a Rinna fan this year.
I've always been.
I'm into her, though. Like, I think it's just because I'm just, like, LVP. Like, I want you to do more.
Well, also, it's like, well, we need people like Rinna. Rinna has been the villain. But it's time for her to take a break. She's been the villain for the last two seasons.
I agree. Like, I want her.
Who's going to be – who's our villain this season?
Doritos.
With six toes.
Yeah, I just like – I liked Harry Hamlin. I liked – I don't like their conversation about their daughters because, first off, I think that their daughters are promiscuous and I think that they do drugs and drink. I think they're probably worse than what the Hadid girls were at that age.
I heard that, like, Hadid girl does a ton of blow or pasta.
Yeah, she loves pasta. She orders, like, second cup.
Yeah, she loves pasta.
Well, remember when she got the DUI, Bella?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Yolanda was, like,
she
devastated.
Wrote that letter to her. Yeah. Okay. So now the whole thing is Teddy's throwing a party, a spa day party.
For, you know, she has OCD.
She has OCD, so the party has to be perfect. So, but she's like, she has like a booth for flower crowns. I'm like, yeah, I can't wait to fucking see Lisa Vanderpump making a flower crown.
Well, also, like, this party was so
it was over the top.
And it was only for like six
people.
Yeah,
and like a do-it-yourself terrariums. I'm like, no,
it was there was way too much going on. It should have just been like, hey, I'm gonna have Priv come over and do our nails, you know, like it didn't have to be they should have just all had like manicures and
I agree, but
in champagne glasses, not a wine
what the
glass.
Why the fuck does like the problem is this is why again she's okay, poor
I also couldn't I was surprised Rinna agreed with that. She's like, oh, yeah, that would bother me.
But I would drink out of a red Solo cup.
I know. God bless her.
I think she was just trying to be, like, funny. I don't know. I don't think she was real. I'm not really sure what was going on because I was like, Dorit, stop being a fucking asshole. And what the fuck is your bob? When, like, you're wearing Nene's bob. Remember when Nene had that horrible bob on Atlanta? Like, someone cut the bottom of a mop yes. off and put it on her head? That's what Dorit's looks like, except it was just straightened.
No. I mean, I guess I do love her fashion risks, but there's a lot of misses, too. Like the purple boots last week.
She's more miss than hit. I'd like to hit her.
right. And then she was kissing Camille's ass.
Well, she fucking should. She called Camille a cunt.
And then I was actually surprised that Camille was like, and that was a pretty sincere apology.
Yeah, but she's like, but I don't want to be your friend. Also, right. Who the fuck cares? Like, I just can't get over this glass gate now. Like, who cares?
No, the glass stuff is stupid. However, I'm like excited to see PK's 50th birthday.
That was, I'm sorry, we haven't even addressed that. That is the biggest shock of the fucking episode. He is not 50. Did you ever?
Yeah, no. He looks like double nickels to me. 55.
Have you ever seen the SNL skit of Sally O'Malley where she's like, I'm 50! And she's like, I can kick, I can stretch, I'm 50!
No, but I believe it. And
I just, like, PK being 50 is like me being my license weight. Not true.
When the DMV lady says you have to change your weight. I told Courtney the story. We had to have our IDs out this weekend. And I was like, oh, yeah, the last time I was at the DMV, the lady said you got to change your weight. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, I'm not 125 and I never was. But you don't have to say it to my face.
Let me live a lie.
God.
Like, I'm not 5'7 either. You're gonna measure that.
Yeah.
Did you think that Doritos ate pasta before she went over there?
People were saying that. No, I don't think she does. I think she does that in the privacy of her own bathroom and watches Jagger on the baby monitor
while the other one is like crying in a corner. She's like, "What?" She's like, "Baby, what is that noise?" She's like, one of four nannies.
Navajo. Navajo.
Or Nava. Nava. But apparently now it's called like Beverly Bush or something like that. Or Beverly. She changed the name. Nava. She's like, excuse me, one of the four nannies I have for Jagger. There's something making noise in the corner. Could you go take care of that? They're like, isn't that your second kid? She's like, I don't have a second kid. She doesn't even get a car seat in the Bentley. Jagger does, but that Fifi Fiona, whatever her name is, no. She rides on top of the car.
So good.
This party next week, also when she's like, PK's never ever had a birthday party. Like, what the fuck have you done the past 5 years?
What is she talking about?
She's never thrown him a birthday in the years that they've been together. What do they do every year? She just has Boy George perform in pajamas?
I don't. It's bizarre. Like,
comma, chameleon. And come and go. Speaking of coming and going, I think it's our time to go. Okay. I just feel like I can't. Well, I just can't get better than I have already.
I agree. And I gotta go to bed.
It's past Mary's bedtime. We're in double digit time.
Way past my bedtime. Yeah, this is. I like to be in bed at 9:30. It's almost 11:30.
So let's go over a few things. Okay. One, if you haven't 5-star reviewed us yet, please do. If you're gonna give us under 5 stars, please don't. Two, join our Facebook group, The Jury Speaks. The link is in our highlights on our Instagram. You guys are, I'm sorry, you guys are so fucking funny. And
I agree. Like, I can't even keep up with the Facebook group. I'm like, I need to just have a solid Sunday on there and I'm going
to
comment.
I try to give like a half hour to it and I just like get enthralled with just reading what other people are writing that I'm like, my time's up. But yeah, I love it so much. Thank you guys so much that are joining and are active. You are fabulous. Three, get some studio headphones if you need something for your ears. And four, have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, and we'll chat next week.
Until then,
ta-ta.
Bye.
You always say bye like that.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible.
Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.